Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Sammy Kella. Here with me today is Dr. John Burke. John, can you give us an overview of the current data and ongoing clinical trials focused on ATTR-V polyneuropathy?
Sammy, it'd be a pleasure. First, I'd like to start with a quick overview of the therapeutic landscape for TTR amyloid. There are pills, which are protein stabilizers, and injectables that are TTR gene silencers. Protein stabilizers inhibit TTR misfolding, preserving circulating TTR. Typically, these drugs slow but don't completely stop the progression of nerve injury. In contrast, gene silencers prevent the liver from producing TTR. This eliminates the amyloidogenic protein, more effectively, halting disease progression. There are two first-generation agents to keep in mind. One is inotersen, and it required 300 milligrams of injection weekly. And was complicated by low platelet counts, rare kidney injury, and flu-like reactions that might occur later in the course of administrations. Patisiran, in contrast, is an intravenous agent given every 3 weeks, requiring pre-infusion steroids, vein cannulations for intravenous drug administration, and consequently, there could be rare drug leakage into tissues. There are two pivotal trials, NeuroTransform, involving about 168 patients, examining eplontersen, the second-generation agent, with some patients getting inotersen, using standard neurologic metrics and quality of life questionnaires to see if there is change over 15 months treatment. And then HELIOS-A, a similar number of patients, examining the second-generation agent, vutrisiran, versus the first generation patisiran, and looking at nerve changes over a 9-month period, but extending the observations to a full 18 months. I think it's really important to keep in mind that, as tempting as it is, these trial designs differ, making direct comparison of the drug, of the drugs involved, really unreliable. NeuroTransform. There are a small number of patients that are randomized to inotersen, the first-generation agent, and 20 to 30% of those patients exhibited low platelet counts. I mean, those patients who are on eplontersen actually improved TTR suppression from 74% on those starting on inotersen to 81% on those ending up on eplontersen. HELIOS-A, vutrisiran is the drug. 88% TTR suppression at 18 months, fully 50% of people improved their neurologic measures and quality of life metrics. Notably, patients benefited from drug regardless of neuropathy severity at the time of entry into the trial. And by multiple measures, this was true. It wasn't just a finding with one particular nerve measure. Transitioning from patisiran to vutrisiran, there was no change in TTR suppression or neuropathy scores over a full 18 months. Vutrisiran was just as effective as patisiran. And the adverse events were really minor with vutrisiran. So in conclusion, there are second-generation TTR gene silencers now significantly more potent and safer than the first-generation agents. They require infrequent injections for eplontersen, that's monthly, for vutrisiran, that's quarterly, and they're more convenient treatments.
Oh, that's great, John. Can you just give us one takeaway regarding the future treatment?
So I think the focus has been that our experience over time demonstrates that amyloidogenic protein suppression, elimination of the building block for amyloid, is the best approach to controlling amyloid systemic disease, whether we're talking about AA amyloid, AL amyloid, or TTR amyloid.
Wow, thank you. This has been a great bite-sized discussion, John. But unfortunately, our time is up. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/Prova. Thank you for listening.